Can I just tell you the most embarrassing thing I've ever admitted to? I called Wes.
Oh, please
like
do.
After you know, well, it's not going to be there. Not going to be there. Calm down. After listening, I started listening and podcasting about June and July of last year, and after about a month, I was absolutely convinced that Big Fatty was actually Vera Charles. And I called Wes, and Wes has had he's known Fatty for years.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God, I totally think Big Fatty is actually Vera Charles. I mean, she's a voice actor, so she could totally pull that off. And he just laughed at me.
Thank God Vera doesn't listen to this, because she'll be having a stroke.
I mean, she's very talented.
I have a feeling it's going to be on the front of his little show.
No. He's not listening. He's too busy this weekend.
He's got that software, though, that pulls out all his mentions.
I think that's a farce, too. I don't think that's real.
He's listening. He don't want to join in.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Thank God Vera doesn't listen to this, because she'll be having a stroke.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1100 of the BFO for Monday, the 16th of April, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show y'all, I'm gonna tell you about the horror. And can you hear that? Ha ha ha! Can you hear that? Ha 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 ha! Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, Emancipators! Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. Episode 1100. Big Fatty, who knew? Who knew? And Big Fatty, who knew that the Vines,
yo, hey,
was you in the beginning? Y'all, hi. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard those kids from the Stick It With a Poke? And y'all, that was George in Atlanta, that thought old Big Fatty was... portrayed by the Vons.
Yo, hey, yo.
I'm sure that Gavin is correct that the Vons.
Yo, hey, yo.
Has had a stroke. Has absolutely stroked out on hearing that news. Big Fatty, don't you know it? Well, y'all, I tell you. I hope your Monday's going well, y'all. Let me tell you, Big Fatty had an interesting weekend, and Big Fatty, why don't we just get to it right now? But you never told us about why we're emancipators. Y'all, that's because today in the U.S. of A. is Emancipation Day. And y'all, for those of you who haven't paid your taxes in the U.S. of A., you have until 2, I say, Tuesday the 17th because of Emancipation Day. Big Fatty, let us be emancipated from our taxes. Yes. Yeah, guys, see y'all. Now, I'm not going to be able to tell you about the whole horror weekend during this little weekend segment, but y'all, I do want to tell you that the Ford Escape, y'all, I escaped over to the Horror Hotel on Friday morning, and y'all, I got 29 miles to the gallon. Now, I did not run the air conditioning because it was cool outside. I just had the air, outside air circulating in, but it was nice and cool and all. And y'all, on the way back, I got 27.5 miles to the gallon. With the air conditioning running. So, y'all, I am very, very pleased with all of that. There were no problems at all with the Ford Escape. And, y'all, I am pleased to report that there was no weight gain over the weekend while I was at the horror event. Big Fatty, we're so proud of you. Yeah, I guess it. Y'all, I got over to the horror hotel. I left, what time? I guess I left Charleston about 10:30 a.m. in the morning, and I had to fill up with gas. Big Fatty, you're full of gas! And so y'all then got on the road and made good time, and I arrived a little bit before 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and checked in, got my room, and spoke with some different folks and all. Y'all, that is the buffet brofkas I'll tell you about later. We had. There wasn't anything really planned for the afternoon. They had the registration start around 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And, y'all, I went and I registered and got my little bag of goodies. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you say it. And, y'all, they have this horror group. And, y'all, it was a very small horror event. I think there were only about 25 people. That participated, but y'all, it was, you know, part of doing this for Big Fatty was to be supportive of this horror group. They are up in the Greenville area, Greenville, South Kakalaki, and y'all, they try, and I like to try to support them as best I can. And y'all, they are not as fortunate as Big Fatty's horror group. Because y'all, we've been doing it for quite a while, and we've kind of got it down to a science, And so anyway, but this group really likes to do the people games, and y'all, their theme this year was Pigageddon. Y'all, it was a takeoff on the Planet of the Apes. Theme, and y'all, it was the pigs instead of Planet of the Apes, it was the Planet of the Pigs. And so just imagine Planet of the Apes, except there were pigs instead of apes. Big Fatty, we're totally confused. And and y'all, they had a little silent auction going. Big Fatty bid on several things. Y'all, I didn't get any of them though, because people kept outbidding me. And I thought I was gonna get a couple of them, but no. No, I did not get them. And Friday evening, y'all, Friday afternoon after I registered, I got in the Ford Escape, and y'all, Augusta has an Apple snack store, so y'all, I went over to it because I needed to get a power cord, a USB power cord, that I could plug into the cigarette lighter. They're not called those anymore, but it's that kind of outlet in the Escape. And y'all, they had one over there that you could plug two USB cords into. And y'all, I decided to go ahead and get that. It was $29, which was, you know, the one was $25, I think. So I decided to go ahead and get the double one because, you know, me and Miss Kitty are going to be traveling in the month of June, and we'll be able to plug in multiple devices. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. And you know, I said, well, let's just go for the gusto. Yes, Big Fatty. And I did that. And y'all, while I was out, because supper was not included in our package, I went to the Chop House, which is it's evidently a chain, but y'all, it's really good. It reminds me of the good old days of the steak and ale. Y'all, the steak and ale was fine dining at one time. And y'all, I had me a 6-ounce filet. And instead of the baked potato, I got what they call the burgundy mushrooms. And I had a garden salad, no tomato, with a little blue cheese dressing. Y'all, it was just lovely. And, y'all, then I went back, and y'all, I had taken a bottle of the Tanqueray tin, and I picked up some tonic water on the way back, and I had taken a lime with me, and y'all, I had me a strong Tanqueray 10 and tonic with two limes and drank that like it was Kool-Aid. And y'all, then they had the first cocktail party. And y'all, it was put on, it was hosted by the Central Savannah River Area Leather Bears. And y'all, this is a fun group of guys. And they like to host the initial cocktail party when these horror groups come into town. And y'all, they had a punch. I don't know what was in it. I think it was basically vodka and ice with a little food coloring, but... Y'all, that let me just tell you, that shit will fuck you up quick. And Big Fatty had already had a Tanqueray 10, so Big Fatty was feeling no pain. And then they had pizza rolls. Y'all, I thought of the Vaughn. Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. They had the pizza rolls, the Totino's pizza rolls. And y'all, then they had little pigs in a blanket for people to snicker snack on. I didn't have any of those. But I had some of the punch, and then I told them, I said, I've got to switch back to my Tanqueray. They said, we understand, Big Fatty. And so I made me another strong Tanqueray 10 and tonic. And y'all, then there was a little bit of drama they wanted to talk to Big Fatty about and get his opinion on something. So I offered an elder's opinion. Big Fatty, that's what they got, was an elder's opinion. And anyway, we'll just, you know, that's their problem, not mine. But y'all, I got to tell you this before I go any further. It was so nice to be able to go to a horror event and not be responsible for doing anything. And just, you know, just let my hair down. Big Fatty, you don't have any. But y'all, and just, y'all, I never get to have a cocktail on Friday evening when Big Fatty is involved in events, because y'all, I gotta be tuned in, turned on, you know. And so y'all, it was just really nice. Well, y'all, by the time Big Fatty had that punch and a couple of his Tanqueray 10s, y'all, everybody was heading over to the bar next door. And y'all, I decided, you know, I don't think I'm going over to the bar. And I went back to my room. And, it was about 10 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I fell pure to sleep. I was passed out. Y'all, I felt like I was in Walnut Hills. Walnut Hills, y'all, dear Gussie, but not after two in Walnut Hills, anyway. But, got up Saturday morning and had me some coffee. And, y'all, they have a little cafe there, and I got me a bacon and egg sandwich, and it came on the Texas toast, and y'all, I had that for my breakfast. You know, I went ahead and had the white bread and all, because y'all, when you go, you know, when you get out in the real world and you're not able to control things yourself, you know, you make the best of it. But it was supposed to come with cheese, and I told them to hold the cheese. And but y'all, it was a lot of eggs and bacon on there, and y'all, it was just real good. And that held me over. And then at lunchtime, they went out to the Pizza Hut and got a pizza. They didn't get the pizza pie; they got the pizza pasta. And so y'all, I didn't have any of that. I had taken the rotisserie chicken. Y'all, I'd pulled some of that off the bone last week, and I'd taken that little container of that in my cooler. So I nibbled on that all afternoon, and then Saturday afternoon, y'all, they had the games, and y'all, one of the games was you had to go find what are those things, truffles that the pigs like to root around in. And y'all, what they'd done, they'd painted little rocks pink and put them all over the horror hotel, and y'all, so we were out gathering truffles Saturday morning. And y'all, then you had to figure out a puzzle, you know, a word search puzzle, and then that was going to tell you where the hidden archaeological dig was, and you find the prize there. And two of my friends that I do the horror group with, y'all, we just put all the truffles with them, and one of them found the hidden archaeological dig, and they won the puzzle and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, and then there was a game. It was kind of like Plinko. You played that, and then there was a puzzle. I didn't do the puzzle. There was a wooden puzzle. Y'all, it's hard. It was just hard. They had a poker game. Big Fatty, you and poker. Poker hot ass, Big Fatty. And then there was another one, too. What was the other one? It was... Oh, you had to count how many. They had built a little wooden scene. It was a barn and had all these little pink pigs. And y'all, they were doing vulgar things. Vulgar things these pigs were doing. And so they, you had to guess how many of them there were in this scene and all this kind of stuff. And so Big Fatty participated in everything except for the puzzle. And y'all, then they were having a punch. It was nothing, y'all, it was nothing but pure sugar water and vodka, y'all. And I had a cup of that. And actually, I had two cups of that. And anyway, and y'all, I went back to my room for a little while. And y'all, this young, good-looking gentleman caller came by and looked in Big Fatty's room. And Big Fatty waved, and he walked on around. I went, well, way to go, Big Fatty. Run him off. And y'all, about 2 minutes later, there he was again. And I waved again, and y'all, in he comes. And he was all about Big Fatty, and Big Fatty was all about, Big Fatty, we don't need the blow-by-blow. Well, anyway. So, y'all, then we had our supper, our banquet. And y'all, they served pig, of course. They had barbecue poke. And they had potato salad, and they had pasta salad, and coleslaw, and pickles. And then they had the buns, and the iced tea, and all. So, y'all, I had me a big old plate of barbecue poke, and I had a little bit of the pasta salad, because it was not made with the mayonnaise. No, Big Freddy, no mayonnaise. And so I had a little bit of that, and then I went back for seconds on the poke, and... then I had me some unsweetened tea with that. And y'all, it was just lovely. And anyway, and I had some pickles with that as well. And then y'all, this gentleman caller, he was 29 years old and was a professional weightlifting coach. What are those called? Weight trainers or whatever. I don't know. He was all about coming to visit with Big Fatty and have a good time. So, y'all, we had a good time. Big Fatty, please, they're trying to eat Cheerios. And so, y'all, then I got a good night's sleep Saturday night. And Sunday morning, we had the awards brunch. I had scrambled eggs and bacon and sausage and coffee. And y'all, it was just lovely. I passed on the biscuits and gravy and the grits. I almost had a bowl of grits, but I said, no, I won't do that. But anyway, and then I got on the road, came on back to Charleston, had no incidents. And y'all, on the way back, I went by the... No, I went to the Albertsons East, and y'all, I just picked up a few things. Y'all, I had a coupon for $5 off if you spent $30, and a coupon for $5 off a $50 gas card. So, y'all, I spent all of that. Spent $86.89, and that included the $50. Oh, dear gussie, the $50 gas card. But y'all have saved $18.75. Got some good mustard to cook my ham with, which is in the oven right now. And y'all, then I was unpacking the Ford Escape, and y'all, it was like I was old E Pluribus Stone, y'all, and like I was a home pooper, y'all, the colon alarm went off, and y'all, I just barely made it to the toilet. To release all that Big Fatty, please. That's the second most vulgar thing we've heard today. The other was that the Vons, you, was you.
Thank God Vera doesn't listen to this because she'll be having a stroke.
Well, she's heard it now. Can I get one of her caftans?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.